or distillation work. Okay, next bit is characterizing our pure organic compound. So first of all, we need a formula for this thing. From the elemental analysis, which will be carbon, hydrogen and nitrogen, we will get the empirical formula. Now the analyzer that's used for this, this is what it does. It's a combustion analyzer. It burns the sample, and from that it determines CHM. You then subtract the values that you get from 100 to give you the percentage oxygen. So if there's anything else present, like you've got chlorine or fluorine or whatever, you would specifically ask for that to be analyzed, and you would subtract that with the CHN before you do your difference to get the oxygen. The amounts used are tiny, so a fraction of a milligram will get you through easily. And the procedure for doing this is covered in the module, and you guys by today have all thoroughly worked through up until, what module had you finished over the weekend? 9 or so, yep, good. Yep. and then you couple that information with the mass spectrum, which provides you with the molecular formula, or with the molecular weight to obtain the molecular formula. So the molecular weight then is indicated by this square brackets around M, indicating the molecular ion. So you've taken your molecule, you've knocked an electron off it, you obtain an ion, and because you've got the big M written here, that's indicating it's the molecular ion. So that is then the weight of the whole molecule. You can then compare that molecular ion, molecular weight, with the molecular weight based on your empirical formula. And if it's a simple